now. Wausau East Football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Coverage of East Football is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Cloverbell Credit Union, Coons Hearing Center, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, The Hearing House, and Young's Pharmacy.
Lumberjacks, it was a question of falling behind early. They were down 27-0 in the first half before scoring two late touchdowns in that half of football and actually cutting the deficit to 6 early in the third quarter. But Wisconsin Rapids was able to answer with 15 second-half points and pull away for the 42-28 win. And the difference was rushing the football. Wisconsin Rapids was able to run the football. East was not able to slow them down. 377 yards on the ground for Wisconsin Rapids last week, led by Ryan Duxbury. He had 256 of those yards. And for the Lumberjacks, most of their offense came through the air. A good start for Bryce Widmark as the starting quarterback. Widmark, 28 of 43. That's right, he threw 43 passes in the game, completed 28 of them for 280 yards and a touchdown. But we'll see tonight if the Lumberjacks can keep from falling behind big early and then having to claw their way back and also clean up some of the mistakes that cost them in the game last week. As far as injuries go, East did lose a couple of players, a couple of starters from last week on the offensive side of the football. Sean Wilson tweaked his knee. He is not suited up tonight. In fact, will be out for a few weeks, apparently, the big tight end. And also, one of the offensive linemen, Alex Stein, is not dressed tonight. And so they will have to plug somebody into that O-line, which played pretty well in pass blocking. Bryce Widmark had lots of time and really wasn't pressured much of all in the pass offense last week. And they didn't open any holes for running attack, but we'll see if that happens here tonight. Brennan Becker did have a rushing touchdown in the game, a very well-designed play where Becker went in from 19 yards out untouched on a counter play. So we'll see what happens with that tonight as well. We'll take a time out right now and come back and hear from East head coach Scott Malley, and I had a conversation with him yesterday. You'll hear that next. You're listening to Lumberjack Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
Check it out. It's free. Cloverbelt Credit Union believes some things are meant to be free, and checking is one of them. How cool is that? No hooks, no strings, no catches, just totally free checking. Where you bank does make a difference, and Cloverbelt Credit Union's checking is totally free. Actually, it's even better than free because it comes with a big difference benefit only CCU provides, the Points to You Rewards Check Card. You earn reward points when you use your CCU check card, and your points, well, they're redeemable for all kinds of cool stuff. There's merchandise, you can travel, download music, videos, there are gift cards. You gotta love it. Free stuff using the points you earn just for using your CCU check card. What are you waiting for? Free checking with rewards and benefits. It doesn't get any better than that. It's no wonder CCU was once again voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. For loans, for banking, for totally free checking. Bank smart. Bank CCU. Clover Belt Credit Union. We want to be your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
We are Black Sports!
With East Head Coach Scott Mallion before the game with Marshfield. Let's go back to the game against Wisconsin Rapids, though. Some good and some bad from the opening game. Let's talk about the good first, the success of the passing attack. Talk about Bryce Widmark's performance and the performance of your wide receivers.
Well, we were really happy. I told Bryce that he showed a great deal of poise, leadership, under the pressure, and did a really good job of distributing the ball to a lot of different people. So that was really good. I mean, from a defensive standpoint, looking at us in the future, it's going to be really hard to try and be shutting down one guy when we can play, you know, we can throw it to four different guys, which was really good.
When you looked at the film, was it the first guy he was looking at most of the time, or did he go through some progressions and hit some second and third receivers?
I think, you know, that just kind of shows his moxie, being able to not look at the first guy and just throw to the first guy. He made a couple of those errors during the game, but for the most part, he was able to look around and see who the open guy was, which is really the simple part of a passing game.
The other thing we need to talk about is the success of pass blocking from the offensive line. I mean, Bryce was hardly touched the whole night.
And I think a part of that goes with the tempo of the game by being no huddle. I thought that if the game would have gone longer, we would have had the control of the game because those guys were getting tired. Even though they may have platooned, their big guys weren't rushing the passer as hard as they were in the first half, which is exactly what you want to do running a no-huddle style of offense.
When you run that, your guys have to be in pretty good shape. You saw some pretty good conditioning there?
I think so. I was really surprised. I thought even for the first week, I thought if the game, like I said, if the game had to go longer, I think we would have been able to play and been fresh and not worn out.
The other good thing that we take out of that game is down 27-0. You came back and pulled within six with a nice little comeback there in the middle of the game.
Yeah, we have talked about that really since the scrimmage, and that's kind of a concern for us is why we start so slow. We've talked about to the players, let's get ready when we get off the bus. Let's not wait till the game starts. Let's not wait till something happens. Let's be ready when we get off the bus. And I think that's going to be a continued message this week and throughout the season.
Now let's talk about the not-so-good, starting with the rush defense. Obviously, Duxbury's a great running back, and that quarterback ran the option pretty well. What did you see on film that caused them to be able to pick up so many yards on the ground?
Part of it was execution. We thought we looked really long and hard. Was it the scheme? Was it, and really it came down to execution of our scheme. People not reading their keys, people not doing what they're supposed to, two people in the same gap, not being disciplined on their option responsibility. So all of those things contributed to the problems that we had defensively.
And then your rushing attack on offense obviously didn't get it going too much with the exception of a few plays. That touchdown run by Brennan Becker was well-designed and well-executed, but other than that, not a whole lot going on.
You know, I guess I don't worry about that because I think the whole job of what our offense is to do is to take advantage of what we can, you know, I guess what is the old axiom, a scratch where it itches. All right, if we can throw the ball and complete it and people are open, let's keep doing it. I don't think we want to, you know, we'd like to run the football, that would help, but we also don't want to say, okay, we're going to rush the ball 30 times and, you know, at the end we rushed it for 30 times for 30 yards. So if we can get 290 in the air and have a few good runs, which we did, I think that all lends itself.
The inability of getting the defense off the field, especially in that first half, your defense was on the field for a long time, and obviously that maybe played a part in some of what happened in that first half.
Yeah, I think so, a little bit. I guess I never used excuses, and I told the kids that if we had to play for a 30-play drive, we just better be able to play for a 30-play drive. You know, we had a couple chances to get off the field. There was, we declined a penalty on second down, made it third and long. They got it. We forced them. Their first punt hits our guy, you know, just kind of dumb luck that we would have got off the field. And I think that really helped. It would have helped us a little bit earlier, play a little bit better defense. And then we got a pick six, and now we're in the game. And, you know, now we are playing the way that we should be playing.
The other thing I noticed a little bit was the tentativeness on special teams, especially the kick return unit. Obviously, Rapids had that funky type of kickoff strategy that sort of maybe confused you a little bit early. But did you see a little tentativeness on special teams? Did you talk about that at all?
I think maybe that might have been the only unit that we had. The you know, I thought the kickoff unit was good. The kickoff return, they just didn't handle the shortness of the kicks, not realizing, hey, you can call fair for a fair catch, not being able to know that, hey, the ball is live after 10. You know, those type of things. I thought our punt team did well. Extra point, obviously, was good. So I think that was the only one, and that's what we've worked on that this week.
Let's talk about Marshfield a little bit. Obviously, one of the better football programs in the state traditionally. They get upset last week and only put 9 points on the board. You've seen the film now from them. What happened in that game with West?
You know, I think West played really well. I thought they had a very good scheme defensively. I think they, you know, they were able to shut down the passing game, which was really, you know, if they took that whole dimension away, either by pass rush or by playing really good coverage. And then, you know, Marshall got a few yards on the ground, but they weren't able to have that. They're always a balanced team. You know, they'd like to be as 50-50 as they could. But I think when they took that run element away, you know, the quarterback, they had to rely on the quarterback to win the game, and I think that made it tough. You know, I think he's just a junior, so I think he's got some growth to do. So, but I think they're a really good football team. They're sound, they're big, they're fast. You know, they got all the things going for them.
How about the injury situation? I know you lost Sean Wilson, looked like it rolled his ankle or something. What about the other players? Pretty healthy coming into tonight?
Yeah, we are. I think, you know, going in as we go on, I think that's a big part of how we do. You know, we've got to keep our kids healthy, and that's what we try and do in practice. We're trying to keep them, you know, so all our injuries have been in a game kind of situation. We haven't lost anyone to practice, which is a good plus for us.
That's East Head Coach Scott Mallion, back with more after this on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Honey, how about a long walk tonight?
Our team has a lot of fans, and together, our victories have changed their lives.
Hey, Dad, beat you to the corner.
At Bone and Joint Center, we have nearly 20 top-performing providers skilled in every area of orthopedic care, so you always have a full team of specialists on your side, and no referral is needed. Bone and Joint Center. Welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
Check it out. It's free. Cloverbelt Credit Union believes some things are meant to be free, and checking is one of them. How cool is that? No hooks, no strings, no catches, just totally free checking. Where you bank does make a difference, and Cloverbelt Credit Union's checking is totally free. Actually, it's even better than free because it comes with the big difference benefit only CCU provides, the Points to You Rewards Check Card. You earn reward points when you use your CCU check card, and your points, well, they're redeemable for all kinds of cool stuff. There's merchandise, you can travel, download music, videos, there are gift cards. You gotta love it. Free stuff using the points you earn just for using your CCU check card. What are you waiting for? Free checking with rewards and benefits. It doesn't get any better than that. It's no wonder CCU was once again voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. For loans, for banking, for totally free checking. Bank smart. Bank CCU. Clover Belt Credit Union. We want to be your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Our team has a lot of fans out there. Though you may not recognize them, their victories have made them very happy and even changed their lives. At Bone & Joint Center, our team includes nearly 20 top-performing providers, highly skilled in every area of orthopedic care, so you always have a whole team of specialists on your side, not just one, collaborating closely to get you back to the things you love. Bone & Joint Center, welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom Kickback here at Tom Field as we get set for tonight's action between the Lumberjacks and the Marshfield Tigers. Game one of a doubleheader tonight right here. It'll be D.C. Everest down Wisconsin Rapids from Steam Stadium. Chris Connolly will have the call of that when we are done here. An absolutely gorgeous night as we kick off Labor Day weekend for high school football here at Tom Field. Field looks in pretty good shape. There was a game here last night as Wausau West gave Spash all they could handle, but Stevens Point pulled it out with a late touchdown. There was some rain last night as well, but the field looks in pretty decent shape for tonight's game. If we take a look at what some of the other East teams have been doing this week, it's been a great week for the Wausau East volleyball team under the direction of Coach Ken Zarovsky. They won a couple of tournaments this week, cramming a couple of tournaments into a very short amount of time. First up, they took the 18-team Oshkosh Invitational as they won three matches over there, beating Pulaski, Bayport, and Grafton to win that. Clara Bauman and Vanessa Boris led the way. Bauman with 63 kills and Boris with 103 assists as the Lumberjacks win the Oshkosh Invitational. And then later in the week, they won their own quadrangular meet. That happened yesterday as Bauman had 27 kills, Boris 56 assists, and Morgan Gehring had 56 digs as the Lumberjacks knocked off Wausau Newman, West De Pere, and Eau Claire North in the tournament as well to go 3-0 and win that quadrangular up at East High. The East soccer team split a couple of games in the Valley Conference this week. They beat D.C. Everest earlier this week by a score of 3-0. It was Jack Knuckles. Actually, it was 2-0. Excuse me. Jack Knuckles got the goal. Zhang Chang had the goal as well in the second half for East. So they get that victory and then dropping a matchup with Marshfield last night. Kind of surprising. The East soccer team had handled Marshfield pretty handily last year, but the Tigers get a little revenge. They beat East in soccer last night by a score of 3-2. Some other area soccer scores included D.C. Evers beating Merrill 1-0, Wausau West over Stevens Point 1-0, Pacelli beat Newman 3-0, and Mosin East top Danigo 5-2. And as we mentioned, there was football last night. A few teams from around the area played. As we mentioned, Stevens Point scored a late touchdown to beat Wausau West 10-7. It was Menominee knocking off Merrill 23-0. Chippewa Falls, McDonald beat Owen Withy 40-7. And Tigerton, Marion, a 43-29 win over Gillett. On the schedule tonight, among the games, as we mentioned, Wisconsin Rapids playing at D.C. Everest. Also, Wittenberg-Burnhamwood is at Rhinelander tonight. Mosinee playing at Shawnee. Wausau Newman on the road at Thorpe. Nielsville playing at Spencer. Almond Bancroft is at Williams Bay. Iola Scandinavia plays at Rosholt. That should be a good game. Marathon at Pittsville. Stratford playing at Phillips. La Crosse Aquinas is at Stevens Point Pacelli. Athens is at Loyal tonight. Colby playing at Fall Creek. Medford at Chippewa Falls. Edgar playing at Shawamigan. Tomahawk is at Auburndale. Wild Rose at Amherst. Poinette playing at Adams Friendship. And the Gilman Pirates are on the road at Abbotsford. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the first Associated Press high school football poll of the season and also get you set for tonight's action. Marshfield has won the toss, and they have deferred, so East will get the football to start this game. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free, And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with InterCity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, InterCity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
Check it out. It's free. Cloverbelt Credit Union believes some things are meant to be free, and checking is one of them. How cool is that? No hooks, no strings, no catches, just totally free checking. Where you bank does make a difference, and Cloverbelt Credit Union's checking is totally free. Actually, it's even better than free because it comes with a big difference benefit only CCU provides, the Points to You Rewards Check Card. You earn reward points when you use your CCU check card, and your points, well, they're redeemable for all kinds of cool stuff. There's merchandise, you can travel, download music, videos, there are gift cards. You gotta love it. Free stuff using the points you earn just for using your CCU check card. What are you waiting for? Free checking with rewards and benefits. It doesn't get any better than that. It's no wonder CCU was once again voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. For loans, for banking, for totally free checking. Bank smart. Bank CCU. Clover Belt Credit Union. We want to be your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjacks Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
Tom King back here at Tom Field. The crowd filing in, being entertained by the Wausau East Pep and Marching Band on the field right now. Let's take a look at the first Associated Press High School Football Poll of the Year, which came out earlier this week. And they separate their poll into large, medium, and small division schools, starting with the large. Heartland Arrowhead is the number one team in the first poll of the year. Kimberly ranks second, and the Lumberjacks will see Kimberly next week right here at Tom Field in the opener of their conference season. Sun Prairie ranks third. Mequon Homestead is fourth. Appleton North fifth. Mequonago is sixth. Stevens Point seventh. And Green Bay Southwest tied with Stevens Point at seventh in the position there. Verona is ninth, and Greendale is tenth. Bayport tied with Greendale. The East Band playing the national anthem right now, so why don't we take a moment and listen to that, and we'll continue in a moment. We'll keep it right here and listen to the East Band do the national anthem. And the national anthem concludes here at Tom Field. As we continue to take a look at the high school football poll, which came out this week, medium division schools, West DePere holds down the top spot, followed by Waukesha Catholic Memorial, Waupaca, and Wisconsin Lutheran. Black River Falls, Seymour, Madison Edgewood, Walworth Bigfoot, Pewaukee, and Somerset. And Edgar holding down the top spot in the small division schools after their big win last week. They routed Rib Lake 63-0. So Edgar comes in as the number one team this week in the small division, followed by Fond du Lac, St. Mary Springs, Lancaster, Amherst, Stratford, Eau Claire Regis, Glenwood City. Shiocton is 8th, Stanley Boyd 9th, Racine St. Catharines, and Bangor tied for 10th. Lumberjacks, as we mentioned, will face Kimberly next week in the opener of the Fox Valley Association, Football Association, Valley Football Association, North Division, Kimberly, and then it'll be Appleton West, Appleton East, DC Everest, Kakana, Wausau West, a log game on October 11th, and Appleton North to finish things up. But Kimberly, going to be a tough matchup, so you'd like to get a win here tonight so you don't go into that Kimberly game 0-2 trying to get your first win against the second-ranked team in the state of Wisconsin. Lumberjack football is brought to you in part by the law firm of Mallory & Zimmerman, a proud supporter of local high school sports, wishing all of the area athletes a successful season. We'll take one more quick timeout, come back with the opening kickoff. That's next. You're listening to Lumberjack football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Honey, how about a long walk tonight?
Our team has a lot of fans, and together, our victories have changed their lives.
Hey, Dad, beat you to the corner.
At Bone & Joint Center, we have nearly 20 top-performing providers skilled in every area of orthopedic care, so you always have a full team of specialists on your side, and no referral is needed. Bone & Joint Center, welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Fox Sports Radio.
Top team back here at Top Field, and we're just about set to go. Both teams have been introduced. East is in red jerseys, black pants, red helmets tonight. Marshfield is in black pants, white jerseys with orange and black trim. As we mentioned, Marshfield won the toss and deferred, so they will kick off, and the Lumberjacks will get the football. As far as changes to the offense for East tonight, Alex Stein not suited up. He's battling an injury, so he'll be replaced on the offensive line by sophomore Landon Krieger. And Sean Wilson, not able to start tonight, tweaked his knee in the game last week at tight end. And it'll probably be Dylan Hamlin, the big 6'10 player, who would take his spot in the lineup. The rest of the East offense would include Bryce Widmark at quarterback, Jake Justison, Brennan Becker. The rest of the offensive line, Louis Nass, Eric Stein, Austin Cummings, Ian Corbett, and Cam Gritzmacher, who had a great game last week. 14 catches in the game for Gritzmacher against Wisconsin Rapids in last week's game. All right, both teams are on the field, and we are just about set to go. And doing the kicking for Marshfield will be Zach McManus. He's a sophomore. Jake Justison is back deep, standing at his own 5-yard line. The East kick return team had a bit of a problem with some of Wisconsin Rapids' short kicks last week. Let's see if they've adjusted that and worked out it in practice this week. And we'll be able to handle that. And here's the kick. It's going to be a long end-over-end kick. Justison's going to take it at about the 12, bring it across the 15, the 20. And he's going to be knocked down across the 25 to about the 27 or 28-yard line. And that's where the Lumberjacks will start on offense here tonight. The shade has taken over most of the field here at Tom Field as the sun goes down in the west behind us. There's still a lot of sun in the far bleachers where the Marshfield fans are. And the Lumberjacks went a lot of no huddle last week, and they quickly go to the line here. Widmark working out of the pistol. He's got Brennan Becker behind him, four receivers in the formation. Takes the snap. It's a low snap. He's got it. He looks. He throws. He's got a man. That's caught. And it's going to be near first down yardage. That's Gritzmacher again. And he's going to be out across the 37 to about the 38. And that's going to be enough for a first down. So Widmark completes his first pass of the night to Cam Gritzmacher. And a pickup of about 11 yards. First down, Lumberjacks at the 39-yard line. That's the kind of short passing game that worked very well against Wisconsin Rapids last week. Widmark out of the gun again. They're going to hand it off to Becker this time. That's going nowhere. Blown up in the backfield back at about the 46. There was a Marshfield player there to hit Becker as soon as he took the handoff. And now one of the Lumberjack offensive linemen is slow to get up. That's Austin Cummings, but he'll stay in the game. It's going to be a loss of almost 3 yards on that play. Lumberjacks did not get much of a rushing game going last week at all. Second down now and about 13. Widmark under center this time. Quick handoff to Becker this time. He's got a little bit of room. Gets it back to the original line of scrimmage and maybe picks up an extra yard after that. So call it a pickup of about 4 on the carry for Becker. And it's going to be third down and about 9. The ball resting at the east 40-yard line. Most of the Lumberjack players have wristbands that have the plays color and number coded. So they don't have to huddle up and they can keep Marshfield's personnel on the field. Widmark back to pass. He's got time. Throwing to the sideline. It's going to be caught. Great catch. No, they're going to call it out of bounds. And struggling catch, incomplete. It looked like the catch was going to be made by Tim Nash, but he got knocked down out of bounds. And the ball came loose, and they say incomplete. So the Lumberjacks will be forced to punt here on their opening drive. Widmark put the ball up where only Nash was going to be able to get it. And a good defensive play by Marshfield knocked Nash down out of bounds and shocked the ball loose. So Widmark will stand back at his own 25-yard line. He did not have a good punting night last week against Wisconsin Rapids. Shanked a couple off the side of his foot. He's got a big leg. Here's the snap. It's good. It's going to be a line drive wobbler. Going to be fielded at about the 25-yard line. The Marshfield player's got some running room. Now he cuts back and more room out near midfield. And Marshfield will have good field position to start this drive. Good return for the Tigers by Cullen Bump. And he brings the ball all the way out to midfield. And it will be first and 10 Marshfield from there. Lumberjack football is brought to you in part by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. So Marshfield comes to the line. And it will be Colton Zaradka at quarterback. Played the entire game last week against Wausau West High. Backfield behind him. Two receivers left. They're going to give it to the deep man in the eye. And powering forward for maybe a yard. Not much there. On the carry, Caleb Alexander. And he picks up about, call it 2 on the carry. Second down at 8. Kieran Howlett was the main ball carrier for Marshfield in last week's game. Marshfield to the line again. They're going to pitch it this time. Try to go around the left side, breaking a tackle, and they're going to be knocked down short of the first down. And once again, that is Alexander. Picked up about 6 on that carry, and it'll be third down and about 2. Ball resting at the east 42-yard line. So the Tiger is able to get it into east territory after that good punt return by Bump set them up at midfield. Third down and 2. Now, let's see what the East defense can do here. They didn't have very much luck getting off the field in the first half last week against Rapids. Long count trying to draw East offside. Now they'll snap it. Deep man of the eye. He powers ahead for first down yardage. Down inside the 40 to about the 39. Maybe the 38. And it is once again going to be Caleb Alexander on the carry. Picked up about 4. And it's the first down Marshfield. Ball at the east at 38. So Marshfield keeping it on the ground. They saw the film as well. The Lumberjacks had trouble stopping the rushing attack of Wisconsin Rapids last week. Now they're going to play action this time. They want to throw. They got a man. It's going to be picked off. Intercepted at the 26-yard line by the Lumberjacks. And let's see who came up with that one. On the interception for East is going to be Matt Grady, who dropped back from his linebacker spot and picked it off. And the Lumberjacks will have the first turnover of the game as Matt Grady gets the interception. And East will have the football first and 10 on their own 26. So the first time the Tigers go to the air, an interception as Zaradka tried to force it into double coverage there, and Grady gets the pick. First and 10 Lumberjacks on their own 26-yard line. They were lined up ready to go, and they had to wait for the officials to spot the ball. Widmark under center. Here comes a blitz. They're going to try a little pass. It's a lateral, and it's going to be an incomplete pass. Actually, they call it trying to get it to Jake Justison right along the line of scrimmage on the near side. Incomplete. He short hopped it to him. Second down and 10. So Widmark, who completed a lot of passes in the first half last week, now 1 of 3 to start the game here tonight. Now he'll work out of the pistol. Three receivers, right, one left. Low snap again. Widmark wants to throw. He's got a man, and it's going to be nearly intercepted. Should have been picked off. Some receiver ran the wrong route there. Widmark threw it to a spot, and both East receivers turned to the outside, and there was nobody there except white jerseys. The ball was incomplete. East dodged a bullet right there. That should have been picked off. So the Lumberjack passing offense a little bit sluggish to start here tonight. Third down and long. Out of the gun, Widmark wants to throw again. He looks now, he throws, he's got a man. That's going to be intercepted this time. And Marshfield will have the ball on the 30-yard line. The interception made by Matt Ostroich. And it will be Marshfield football. So dueling turnovers gives the ball right back to the Tigers in East territory at the 30-yard line. He was trying to get that to Gritzmacher, and the ball was a little bit off the mark, and Ostroich was able to make the catch for the interception. So now the Tigers come to the line, and once again, the officials try to slowing things down here. Tigers are ready to go, but for some reason, the ball was not put in play. Tigers are coached by Denny Gettle. And he's not happy. He wanted to get there to the line and go, and the officials just didn't mark the ball very quickly here. Now they're ready to go. Both of these teams apparently want to move quickly once they get ready to go. They're going to keep it on the ground. This is Alexander. Cuts back. He's got a hole. Bounces it outside, and he's going to get to the end zone. Untouched. Caleb Alexander will get a 30-yard touchdown run, and Marshfield takes advantage of the turnover, and they're on the board here first with a 30-yard touchdown run by Caleb Alexander. That was just too easy. Marshfield got the blocks they needed, and once Alexander bounced it outside, there was nobody there for the Lumberjacks, and the struggles continue for the East run defense as Caleb Alexander takes it in from 30 yards out, and the Tigers are on the board first here, 6-0, and they'll line up to kick the extra point. The extra point snap is good. The kick is up, and the kick is off the upright. No good. Hits the upright, so it's no good, and the score remains 6-0. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. InterCity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the InterCity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are InterCity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Buckworth!
Here to downfield, Marshfield boots the ball away, and Justison is going to go over his head and go into the end zone, so it'll be a touchback, and East will have the football on the 20-yard line. Good kick right there. And so East will go back on offense, trying to get on track here. They're down 6-0. Both teams with an interception here in the first quarter. Marshfield takes advantage of theirs and gets the touchdown on the 30-yard run by Caleb Alexander. So East will come to the line, first and 10 from their own 20, 8:33 to play here, first quarter of action. Widmark out of the pistol. Receivers left and right. He's got two running backs back. But now it's direct snap to Becker, and that's not going anywhere. Marshfield played that well, and there was nowhere to go for Brennan Becker. Call it a no gain, second down and 10. So East once again goes no huddle. They all look at their wrists for the call. They'll call a number and a color, and that'll give East a play. Widmark back to pass, looks, throws, he's got a man, that's caught, and that's Gritzmacher, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds short of the first down. He's going to get it out near the 28 or 29-yard line, going to be just a little bit shy. They went to the far sideline that time. And Cam Gritzmacher with his second catch of the night. And a pickup, they're going to say he stepped out of bounds at about the 28, so call it a pickup of 8. on the pass and catch to Gritzmacher. Third down now and a long two. Widmark will go under center this time. And they're going to play action. Widmark wants to pass, and he's going to be sacked. He had no chance to roll out. Marshfield came in almost unblocked, it looked like, and making the sack on Widmark back is Ian Pillay, all the way back to about the 16-yard line. That's a loss of 14 yards on the sack. And now East will have to punt in the shadow of their own end zone. Widmark will stand back near the goal line to punt this one away. Marshfield's going to get good field position again. Widmark had no chance to roll out that time as Marshfield came pouring in on defense. The snap to Widmark at the 1 yard line. He gets the punt away. It's a line drive. It's a good one. It's going to be bounce at the 40. Take an east bounce inside and be down at about the 36 yard line of the Marshfield Tigers. So a good punt by Widmark right there. He got a little roll on the bounce. And Marshfield will start at their own 36. So the Lumberjack offense not able to get on track so far. They trail 6-0, and now it'll be up to the defense to slow down this Marshfield rushing attack, something they haven't been able to do so far. Tigers come to the line. New quarterback in there for Marshfield. This is going to be Derek Coffrin. Coffrin will come under center now for the Tigers. And he's going to hand it off Alexander. He's got some running room again. Cuts it back inside, out across the 40, near the 44. That's going to be a pickup of about 8 on the carry for Alexander. Second down, and oh, they gave him a good mark, almost to the 45-yard line. So it's going to be second down and 1. Wide receivers left and right, high backfield once again behind Coffrin. And this time they give it to the fullback, and he's going to get first down yardage out near midfield, the first man through. And on the carry that time was Alexander again. He lined up in the fullback spot, took the inside handoff, and picked up about 3 on the carry. So call it first and 10, just inside East territory at the 49-yard line. Lumberjacks trailing 6-0. Still to come tonight, D.C. Everstand, Wisconsin Rapids in high school football from Steam Stadium. Second game of our doubleheader. Coffrin going to play action. He wants to throw. He's got time. He throws. He's got a man wide open at the 35-yard line. Taught coverage, and Marshfield found an open seam, and the catch made down there by Keegan Fassler. And that's going to be a pickup of about 17 yards on the pass and catch. And it's first and 10, Marshfield once again at the East 32-yard line. Out of the pistol this time. Man comes in motion. They play action. Now give it to the inside man. And not much there. Tackle is going to be made for the Lumberjacks by Sam Romanski after a pickup of about 3 on the carry. And on that carry was Thomas Gisbald. Gisbald is a junior, 5'10", 162-pounder, picked up about 3 on the carry. And they come back to the line. Two receivers wide right. High backfield once again behind Coffrin. Pitch. They're going to try the right side. They make a cut. Now getting outside again. No containment by the Lumberjacks again. All the way down inside the 15 to about the 13-yard line. And that's Alexander on the carry again, and that is way too easy. It's a pickup of about 19 on the carry for Alexander. And the Marshfield offensive line is really doing the job here. And now it's the first down for Marshfield at the East 12-yard line. Once again, Lumberjacks could not stop the run against Rapids last week. And now there's movement on the Marshfield line. That's going to be a penalty. That'll move them back a little bit. One of the offensive linemen flinched. And so that'll back them up. Lumberjack football brought to you in part by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand-in-hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Glenray Radiators on Wausau's northeast side. 5:08 to play here, first quarter. Marshfield leading 6-0 and in East territory again, first and 10 at the 12-yard line. Tigers huddling up and will come to the line. Now another quarter, new quarterback in. That's Zahadra back in there at quarterback. High backfield behind him. A couple of different running backs back there as well. And they're going to give it to the deep man of the eye. He's got a hole down near the 10-yard line. That was Gisvold on the carry once again. And they get most of that penalty back and get it down to about the 11. So a pickup of about 6 on the carry for Thomas Gisvold. And it'll be second down and 9 from the East 11. They can get a first down near the 2-yard line. Marshfield offensive line, Jeff Bailey, 6'1", 230. The tackles, Tristan Wilson and Brad Schrader, they're big as well, 230 and 271. The guards, Denver Anderson and Kyle Hoffman. Now they keep it on the ground again and down inside the 5-yard line. Going to be near first down yardage. Alexander on the carry once again, and it's going to be shy of the first down. They're going to mark him down at about the 3, so it's going to be third down and 1. Pickup of about 8 on the carry for Alexander. And Marshfield knocking on the door once again. Third down and 1. They can get a first down at the 2-yard line. Zahadra, they're going to give it. And right up the middle and into the end zone. Touchdown. That's Alexander, his second touchdown run of the night. And Marshfield leads it 12 to nothing. Well, it doesn't really matter what East does on offense if the defense can't stop the run, and they have not shown that they're going to be able to do that so far this season. Wisconsin Rapids ran big on them last week, and so far here tonight, the Tigers are doing the same. Second touchdown of the game for Caleb Alexander, and they line up to kick the extra point. It's up, and it is good. This one's good, and it's 13-0 Marshfield. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Football, Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Check it out. It's free. Cloverbelt Credit Union believes some things are meant to be free, and checking is one of them. How cool is that? No hooks, no strings, no catches, just totally free checking. Where you bank does make a difference, and Cloverbelt Credit Union's checking is totally free. Actually, it's even better than free because it comes with a big difference benefit only CCU provides, the Points to You Rewards Check Card. You earn reward points when you use your CCU check card, and your points, well, they're redeemable for all kinds of cool stuff. There's merchandise, you can travel, download music, videos, there are gift cards. You gotta love it. Free stuff using the points you earn just for using your CCU check card. What are you waiting for? Free checking with rewards and benefits. It doesn't get any better than that. It's no wonder CCU was once again voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. For loans, for banking, for totally free checking. Bank smart. Bank CCU. Clover Belt Credit Union. We want to be your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Fox Sports Radio.
Talking back here at Tom Field, Lumberjacks trailing now 13 to nothing, and they will get the football back. And once again, like last week, the East defense has been on the field a lot here in the first quarter, and they have not been able to stop this Marshfield rushing attack. Here's the kick. It's going to be a line drive kick, another long one that's going to go over the head of Justice and into the end zone again. It will be another touchback, and East will start at their own 20-yard line. Good kicking so far for Zach McManus, a sophomore with a big leg for the Tigers here on their kickoffs anyway that we've seen. All right, Lumberjack offense back out there. They have struggled so far. Bryce Whitmark just 2 out of 5. Cam Gritzmacher's got a couple of catches, but East has negative yardage on the ground so far. Whitmark with a big sack. He was sacked for a 14-yard loss. Low snap again, inside handoff. This is, the ball's loose on the ground, and it is going to be fallen on. Does Marshfield have it? They're going to call that a shovel pass. They're going to call it an incomplete pass. The referee made the call from behind that was an incomplete pass. It was a pitch to Justison, and they're going to call that a shovel pass and incomplete, and that's a break for the Lumberjacks. They're having some problems so far with the snaps. They've been low, a little bit low. Whitmark's got to reach down near his shins to grab the snap. And now he's going to take, they're going to give the handoff to Justice, and he's going to try the side. Now he cuts back, and there's nowhere to go. He gets roughed under and dropped before he got back to the line of scrimmage, so it's going to be another loss. And that's going to be a loss of about 1. They gave him forward progress to the 21, so call it a loss of 1. And third down and long now, 3rd and 11. He's quickly back to the line. Out of the pistol again, Widmark wants to throw. He looks, he's got time. Now he pulls it down. He gets out of trouble. He's got a man wide open, and it's incomplete. They had Dylan Hamlin open. The ball was a little bit high, but he's going to tell you he's the first one that should make that catch. He didn't really get off the ground very much, and it's incomplete, and East will have to punt. Widmark avoided pressure that time, and the defense thought he was going to run. They came up and left Hamlin all alone out across the 40-yard line, and the pass went through his hands incomplete. Ouch. So the Lumberjacks had a chance to move the chains there and don't make the play when they needed to. And so Widmark will have to kick. He's standing at his own 5-yard line. Dalton Barshow, the return man for Marshfield. Here's the punt. It's a knuckle puck, knuckle punt, and it's going to go out of bounds at the Marshfield. I thought it went out of bounds. Instead, it stayed in near the sideline and then downed at about the 42-yard line by the Lumberjacks. And Marshfield will once again have good field position at their own 42. Well, when you're defense is struggling and your offense has a chance to make a play, you got to do it. Hamlin wide open. Widmark threw that ball on the run, so it was a little bit high, but Hamlin 6'10". He's got to go up and get that one. He got his hands on it, didn't make the play. First and 10, Tigers at the 42. 2:42 to play here, first quarter. East defense needs to stop. They got to do something here. Three receivers in the formation. Alexander comes in motion. They play action twice. They want to throw. They've got a man. It's going to be knocked down. I think the East defender got a piece of it. They had a man slicing behind the defense, but sliding in there to make the play was Ben Feck. I think he got a hand on that one to knock it away. Incomplete. Second down and 10. The quarterback for the Tigers, once again, is Zahadra. Zorodka is how you pronounce that, Zorodka. Now they're going to delay handoff and a nice shoestring tackle, tripping up Alexander as he fell forward. He's going to pick up maybe a couple. He got it out to the 45-yard line, so call it a pickup of 2.5 on the play by Caleb Alexander. One of the Lumberjacks tripped him up. And it'll bring up a third down and about 7, long 7. See if he can get off the field here and force a punt. The line they come, back to pass. This is Crawford who's back in the game. He throws, he's got a man wide open, incomplete. Nobody had coverage out there near the first down marker, but the pass was off the mark, incomplete. And Marshfield will have to punt. So the Lumberjacks force a punt here as Marshfield is substituting liberally at the quarterback position. It's not the first time they've done that. They've done that numerous times over the years where one year they alternated quarterbacks on every play. This year, though, they haven't done that yet, but Coffrin and Rodka have been both in there. That was Coffrin who threw that one incomplete. So Justison will drop back inside the 20, and Marshfield will punt. Wobbly snap. The kick is away. It's a good one. High punt. Prayer catch called for. Justison will take it at the 21, and that's where the East offense will have it. Well, let's see if the Lumberjack offense can get going here. First and 10 on their own 21-yard line. East football is brought to you in part tonight by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. A minute 54 to play here in the first quarter. Lumberjack games are going to take longer than normal games this year because of all the passing they do. Incomplete passes, of course, stop the clock. Widmark out of the pistol. Takes the snap. They're going to pitch it this time to Becker. Now he cuts back, going nowhere. Marshfield's defensive line and linebackers winning the battle and getting into the East backfield and disrupting things. Becker dropped for a loss of about 3 on the carry. So they have not been able to do anything on the ground and very little through the air so far here tonight. Second down at about 14. Widmark back to pass. Wants to throw. Now he rolls. Now he looks. Now he's being chased down there. He throws away. That's going to be a grounding call. Got to be an intentional grounding call. There comes the flag. Widmark was in danger of being tackled at his own goal line. He just threw it away. There was nobody near the pass. And that's got to be an intentional grounding call, I would think. The East offensive line, who handled Rapids' this pass rush last week, not being able to do that so far here tonight. Marshfield putting a lot of pressure on both the run and pass game. Officials are conferring. There wasn't anybody in the area. I don't know. If they pick up the flag, that's going to be a break for the Lumberjacks because he was obviously throwing that one away. And are they going to pick him up? They picked up one. Now they're still talking about what it is here. They have not talked to the Marshfield captains yet about what they want to do on the play. And they're going to pick him up. Wow, that's a break. Oh, that's all they are going to call it. Okay, there they call it. They call it intentional grounding. And it is going to be a loss of down. That's the right call because that was intentional grounding. And now East will have the football back at the two-yard line. Third down and a million here. They've got to get out to the 32-yard line, 31-yard line for a first down. They're at the two, so it's third and 29. Widmark will stand in the gun out of his own end zone. So now you got to be aware of a holding penalty. Holding penalty in the end zone is a safety. So Widmark, now East is going to have to take a timeout here. They're taking a long time to get this play off, you would think. Justison slides over. They're still looking at their wristbands trying to get the play here. Don't want to make a mistake down here. Widmark is going to take a handoff. He's going to pitch it now. That's Becker's in the end zone. He's not going to get out. That's going to be a safety. And they didn't get it out yet. It's a safety. Marshfield will get 2 points, and they will get the football. So it's been a disaster so far in this first quarter for the Lumberjacks, and now it's compounded by safety as Brennan Becker took the pitch and didn't get out of the end zone. And with 1:17 to play here in the first quarter, the score is now 15-0 Marshfield, and they'll get the ball. We'll keep it right here. Lumberjack football brought to you in part by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Well, we knew this Marshfield defense was pretty good. They played well last week against the Warriors. The offense for Marshfield struggled, but the defense was pretty good, and they have been stellar so far here tonight. And it will be Widmark who will punt after this safety, standing back at about his own 16-yard line. So you got to think that Marshfield will get decent field position again. And the punt's away. It's a high wobbler going to be fielded at about the 34-yard line. And Varsho's got running room, breaks through, look out, makes a move, he's free, down inside the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Colton Varsho with a punt return for a touchdown, and the route is on here early in this one. Colton Varsho is an outstanding athlete. You may remember him from the baseball season, and he got a hole, and the last two tacklers he just made miss with great moves. And that was about a 61-yard punt return for a touchdown by Varsho. And the extra point coming here. You don't often see punt returns for touchdowns in high school football, but you saw one right there. Dalton Varsho goes 61 yards. The extra point is up. The extra point is good. And the score now, 22-0. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Our team has a lot of fans out there. Though you may not recognize them, their victories have made them very happy and even changed their lives. At Bone and Joint Center, our team includes nearly 20 top-performing providers, highly skilled in every area of orthopedic care, so you always have a whole team of specialists on your side. Not just one, collaborating closely to get you back to the things you love. Bone and Joint Center, welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Tom Field. It looks like a repeat of last week as the Lumberjacks have fallen behind big early. Here's the kick. Justison is going to catch this one near the one-yard line. He's going to bring it ahead across the 10, the 15. He spins away and gets knocked down at about the 25-yard line, and that's where East will start this drive. first and 10 on their own 25. I say drive, but they haven't been able to get put much of a drive together here. They have one first down on the night so far. That came on the first possession they had, but it's been all Marshfield here so far. A 61-yard punt return, actually kickoff return, punt return, whatever you want to call it. It was after a safety, so East was punting the football. And so a quick 9 points right there for Marshfield, and they lead it 22-0. Whitmark out of the pistol. Now he draws Marshfield offside unless one of the Lumberjacks moved. Flags fly. Man, I think that's going to be against Marshfield, so that will give East a free 5 yards. And the ball will be marked near the 30. It's going to be first down and 5 now for the Lumberjacks. Five. 22-0, under a minute to play here, first quarter. Well, one thing you can say is there is time enough to come back, but they got to start doing something here. Hand off inside. This is Becker. Not much there. Picked up maybe 2 on the carry. Going to be short of a first down. Going to be second down and about 3. Ball out to the 32-yard line. Becker's got 6 carries. Only 2 of those carries have resulted in positive yardage. Second down and a long 2. Whitmark out of the pistol. They're going to hand it off again, and that's going nowhere. No running room whatsoever. Ball and the runner knocked down at the 30-yard line. That's Becker again, and he loses yardage, a loss of about 2 right there. So gain 2, lose 2, and now it's third down and about 5. And now it's going to be third down and 5. Lumberjacks are going to let the clock run out here, and that'll be all in the first quarter. And it's been all Marshfield so far. They lead it 22-0. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Wausau!
And we're back here at Topfield. As we go to the second quarter, Marshfield leading 22-0. Don't forget, coming up at halftime, we'll hear tonight's high school scoreboard and schedule. Spencer Loomis will have that from the Fox Sports Radio studio, sponsored by the Hearing House, 3530 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Make your house a hearing house. Also, for every point scored by the Lumberjacks tonight, Young's Pharmacy in Wausau and Coons Hearing Center of Scopio will make a donation to the Never Forgotten Honor Flight. Money will be donated to help veterans travel to Washington to see the memorials built in their honor. All right, a big third down play for the Lumberjacks here. Third down and about 5. East needs to get a first down here and get something going on offense. Whitmark out of the pistol. Low snap again. He corrals it. He wants to throw. He's got a man. It's going to be caught by Gritzmacher, and it's going to be a first down for the Lumberjacks. That came very close to being a pick six. One of the Marshfield defenders, I believe that was Carson Lovstad, went for the interception, and Gritzmacher was able to fight and make the catch, the ball out to the 39-yard line. And a pickup of about 8 or 9 on that pass and catch. And it's a first down for the Lumberjacks. Gritzmacher, his third catch of the night. Hand off inside to Becker. That's going nowhere. And once again, it's a loss. When you hand off in the pistol, obviously the running back starting 3 or 4 yards behind the line of scrimmage. And if there's no holes, if the Marshfield line is in the backfield, there's nothing to do there but take a loss. It's going to be a loss of 1 on the carry by Becker. Second down and 11. They have 5-4 receivers in the pattern now. Whitmark wants to throw. He's got a man that's through the hands of the intended receiver, and then it's going to be intercepted. No, they're going to say no. It was going to be It was deflected twice, and then one of the Marshfield Tigers had a shot at the interception, but Matt Rickman could not hang on to it, and it fell to the turf incomplete. Third down at 11. Once again, Lumberjacks had a man, and the ball went through the hands. I think that was Gritzmacher. And then one of the other Lumberjacks was there after the deflection. He couldn't make the play either. Third down and 11. Widmark wants to throw, drops back, he's got time, he throws, he's got a man that's going to be knocked down and nearly intercepted again. That ball was in the air way too long. He's got to throw that earlier as the receiver going into his cut. And that was intended for Tim Nass. And once again, one of the Marshfield Tigers had a shot at an interception, knocked the ball down. And it's going to be fourth down, and the Lumberjacks will punt the ball away. Widmark just 3 out of 9 here in the first half after having a great game last week. But this Marshfield defense a bit better than the Rapids defense. Widmark's going to punt, and the ball is away, nearly blocked. Marshall's going to take it. He calls a fair catch at his own 26-yard line, and they make it to 27, and that's where Marshfield will start. We'll keep it right here and remind you that East Football is brought to you in part by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. All right, Marshfield back on the attack. And the quarterback this time, again, is Colton Zaradka. He's going to work out of the pistol here. Long snap count. They're going to hand it off, and bouncing the ball outside, running room into the secondary, breaking tackle, still on his feet across midfield, cuts it back again all the way down inside the east 40-yard line. On the carry, Kieran Hollett, who was the number one running back for Marshfield last week, hasn't rushed tonight yet. That's his first carry, and he breaks a big one. And that's going to be a pickup of about 35 yards on the carry by Howlett. And boy, oh boy, the Lumberjack rush defense is just not able to stop this Marshfield attack. Shades of last week. First and 10, Tigers at the 39-yard line. Out of the pistol. They want to throw. They throw. The ball stocked up in the air and incomplete. Deflected at the line of scrimmage. Derek Comper, the quarterback that time, his pass knocked away, and it's second down and 10. I suppose Marshfield will show the pass occasionally, but the way they're rushing the football, there's really no reason for them to put the ball in the air right now. Second down and 10 from the East 39. They come to the line. Receivers left and right once again. This is Zaradka back in there under center. Hands it to Hollett. He cuts back. Not much there that time. Lumberjacks able to stop Hollett after a short pickup. On the tackle for the Lumberjacks was Nick Bollinger. Pickup of about 2 on the carry for Hollett. And it'll be third down. Call it a pickup of, 3 on the carry. Call it third down and 7. Third and 7 for the Lumberjacks. And it's Crawford again. Play action. He wants to throw. He's got time. Now he steps up, flushed out of the pocket. He's going to run, and he's going to be dragged down short of the first down. Marshfield may be in four-down territory here. He got it inside the 35 to about the 34. So a pickup of maybe 3 on the carry for Crawford that time. As he got flushed out of the pocket, good coverage downfield by the East defenders. Fourth down and about 5, and they're going to go for it here on the East 39-yard line. 9:35 to play first half. Marshfield leading 22-0. Out of under center, Zaradka nearly drew East offside. Now Zaradka wants to pass. Play action. He rolls out. He's got time. He's got a man wide open. First down and more. Knocked out of bounds, and Travis Lutz, the fullback, got out there wide open on the right side, and it was an easy pass and catch. And it's a first down for Marshfield down inside the 25 to about the 23. Pickup of about 11 on the pass and catch. And it will be first and 10. Marshfield at the East 22-yard line. It's going to be a handoff to Howlett out of the pistol, and that's going nowhere. Maybe got back to the line of scrimmage. Call it no gain on the play. And it'll be second down and 10 for the Tigers. Once again, just like last week, this East defense has been on the field much of this first half. Lumberjack offense not able to generate much. There's two first downs for East here in the first half, I believe. And the Tigers have been able to gash the East defense for big runs, big rushing yardage. Second down, they're going to pitch it, come to the left side. This is Howlett trying to get it outside, and he will. Can he turn the corner? He's going to be knocked out of bounds near the 20. That's a good defensive play by the Lumberjacks. They strung that out and forced Howlett outside, and he's knocked out of bounds after a pickup of only about 2. Howlett's got good speed. It looks like he's pretty shifty, but that time he could not get the corner totally and was knocked out of bounds. Third down now and about 8. Ball marked at the 20-yard line. Two receivers right, one left for the Tigers. Cochran under center. Howlett behind him. They're going to give it to Howlett. He's got a huge hole. It closed quickly, and he's going to be knocked down shy of the first down. But once again, maybe four down territory, unless they want to try a field goal. They've got a pretty good kicker. Ball's going to be marked at about the 16-yard line. So it's going to be fourth down and about 4. Pick up a 4 on the carry that time for Howlett. And what are they going to do? Looks like they're going to try a field goal here. Marshfield, I believe, is going to bring on their kicking unit, and they will. Zach McManus has showed a pretty big leg as far as his kickoffs go, and he's going to try one here. Ball's going to be marked at about the 21-yard line. 22, call it a 32-yard field goal attempt for McManus. The snap is good. The kick is up. It's a line drive, and it is good. 32-yard field goal extends the Marshfield lead. Now 25-0. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Check it out. It's free. Cloverbelt Credit Union believes some things are meant to be free, and checking is one of them. How cool is that? No hooks, no strings, no catches, just totally free checking. Where you bank does make a difference, and Cloverbelt Credit Union's checking is totally free. Actually, it's even better than free because it comes with a big difference benefit only CCU provides, the Points to You Rewards Check Card. You earn reward points when you use your CCU check card, and your points, well, they're redeemable for all kinds of cool stuff. There's merchandise, you can travel, download music, videos, there are gift cards. You gotta love it. Free stuff using the points you earn just for using your CCU check card. What are you waiting for? Free checking with rewards and benefits. It doesn't get any better than that. It's no wonder CCU was once again voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. For loans, for banking, for totally free checking. Bank smart. Bank CCU. Clover Belt Credit Union. We want to be your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Tom Field. 25-0 now. The Tigers in command here. 7:53 to play first half. East will get the football back. And the kick is away. It's a line drive scrubber this time. Takes a bounce. And it's going to be taken by Justison from the goal line. He brings it out, and he is going to be ridden down at about the 20, maybe the 21-yard line. And the Lumberjacks will start there, first and 10 from their own 21. So let's see if the East passing attack can get on track a little bit here. Bryce Widmark is 3 out of 9 unofficially here so far. All three catches, Cam Gritzmacher. And Widmark will go out of the gun here. Snap is fumbled. Widmark's going to pick it up, and he is going to be ridden down inside the 10 at about the 9. So the problems continue here. Widmark fumbles the snap. I think he took his eye off that one. And by the time he picked it up, Marshfield was swarming in and swarmed him under at about the 9-yard line. Now they're going to mark him down at about the 11. It's going to be a loss of maybe 9 yards. They're going to call it a loss of 11. Call it second down and 21. Widmark wants to throw. He looks, steps up. He's got a man. That's caught by Gritzmacher out across the 20 to about the 22. So they got most of the loss back out near the original line of scrimmage. That was a good read by Widmark there. He saw Gritzmacher coming in across the middle open, and he put a bullet in there, and Gritzmacher caught it. Pickup of about 11 on the pass and catch. And it's going to be third down and 10. Widmark takes the snap out of the gun, throws. He's got a man. That's caught. The defender falls down, but the East receiver isn't able to get to the first down marker. It's going to be short of the first down. The catch was made, and the Marshfield defender fell down. And it's... Kid Nass made the catch out there. His first catch of the night and a pickup of about 8 on that catch. It's going to be fourth down and about 2. Lumberjacks will line up to punt here, down 25 to nothing. 6:12 to play here, first half. Widmark's going to stand back at about his own 16-yard line. Dalton Barshow standing back at his own 36. He has brought back a punt after a safety. Took it 61 yards for a score. Widmark's going to boot it away. It's going to be a line drive. It's going to bounce. And it is going to be able to be downed by the Lumberjacks inside the Marshfield 40 at about the 38. So once again, Marshfield with good scoring position, or good starting position for this drive. And the Tigers will take over. Things don't get any easier for the Lumberjacks next week. They've got Kimberly coming in here to Tom Field for the first division game of the year in the Valley Football Association North Division. Kimberly ranked second in the first AP high school football poll that came out earlier this week, right behind Heartland Arrowhead. Marshfield, two backs back there in the gun with the quarterback, Zaratka. He wants to throw. He looks. He's got a man and throws it over the head of his intended receiver. He had the man open. That was Jeffrey Allison, but overshot him. Second down and 10. 5:42 to play here, first half. East football is brought to you in part by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital. Proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. Second down and 10 for the Tigers. High backfield this time. Cochran's going to hand it off to Howlett. He dances through, picks up positive yardage, carries a bunch of tacklers across the 40 to about the 42. Call that a pickup of about 5 on the carry for Kieran Howlett. And it'll bring up a third down. And a long 5. Still to come tonight, D.C. Everest football. The Evergreens taking on Wisconsin Rapids down at Steam Stadium. The second half of our doubleheader here on Fox Sports. Two receivers wide left to the near side of the field. High backfield once again for the Tigers. Now we get movement again by Marshfield, I believe. That'll back them up. And that will make the play a bit more difficult. And maybe the East defense can force a punt here. It's going to be illegal procedure against Marshfield. And that'll back them up to the 37-yard line. And it'll bring up a third down and 10 here for Marshfield. And the Tigers come to the line. Zaratka under center. Third and 10. High backfield behind him. Long count. He's going to play action. He wants to throw. He's got time. They've got a man wide open on the sideline. It's complete and knocked out of bounds, but not before they get a first down. Jeffrey Allison was wide open, and that is going to be about a pickup of 17 on the pass and catch from Zahadra to Allison, his first catch of the game. And it's a first down, Tigers in East territory at the 48, maybe the 47. Call it the 47. First and 10 from there. High backfield once again. Cofford in there now. Hands off to Howlett. He's trying to get it outside. Bounces it out there. He has the corner. Breaks a tackle and then it's knocked out of bounds. Big hit by Howlett as he took out one of the East tacklers and knocked him backwards. And picked up a couple of extra yards before he got knocked out of bounds. And it's going to be close to another first down inside the 40 at about the 39-yard line. It's going to be second down and about. Now they're going to call it a first down. That ball didn't get to the, it's going to be a penalty on top of it. That's why they mark off a penalty. Going to be a big penalty down inside the 30 to about the 25-yard line. So it will be first and 10 Tigers again, ball inside the 24-yard line. And this is turned into a nightmare early here tonight for the Lumberjacks. They have just not been able to match up on the line on either side of the ball here tonight. First and 10, Tigers. Three receivers flood the field to the near side. One back. They're going to throw it, and it's going to be caught. Sideline pass. They make a block, and this is Alexander. He's going to be knocked down, but not before he takes it inside the 10 down to about the 6-yard line. Good block. Freed Alexander as he made that catch. And he takes the ball down near the 6-yard line. 18 yards on the pass and catch to Alexander. And the Tigers come to the line. First and goal from the 5. They're going to hand it off. This is Howland. He is going to break a tackle. Still on his feet, and now he's going to be swarmed under at about the 4-yard line. East was able to string that out and make the stop. Marcus Welsh in there on the stop for East and about 3 or 4 of his teammates. And now one of the Lumberjacks has to come off the field. I think he's got an equipment problem. So hurrying into the game for the Lumberjacks is Marcus Josiger. Going to be second down and goal from the 5. Call that no gain for Hollis that time. Tigers come to the line. Zahatra is the quarterback this time. High backfield behind him. And they're going to play action, and they want to throw. Rolling out. They've got a man wide open. It's going to be an easy touchdown as they roll it out and throw it to the fullback, Travis Lutz. And it's a 5-yard touchdown pass from Zahadra to Travis Lutz. And the Tigers increase their lead now to 31-0. So they will set up the kick, the extra points here, extra point. And the extra point attempt is Brad Krieger. Snap is good, the kick is up, and the kick is good. No problems with that one. 32-0, back in a moment. You're listening to East Football, Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjacks Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly Steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh Brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
We are Fox Sports! Top kick back here at Tom Field. Marshfield preparing to kick off here. And the boot's another squibber. Line drive, and it's going to be picked up by Justison at about the 10. 15, dancing ahead and getting it out to the 20, and that's where East will start as Justison is knocked down there. A 5-yard touchdown pass from Zahadra to Travis Lutz. And on the play action, good play action as the fullback came out into the pattern wide open and went into the end zone untouched. 3:58 to play here, first half. Lumberjacks down big. They have the football now, and Widmark will come under center this time. Receivers left and right. Two tight ends in the formation this time. He wants to throw. Straight drop back. Blitz coming. He throws. He's got a man down the sideline. It's going to be incomplete. And pass interference is going to be the call against Marshfield. The coverage was there, but I think the defender must have held Gritzmacher's arm. We were screened on this side. Gritzmacher coming down the sideline. That was a play that East ran last year. Nelson to Logan Taylor. This year it's Widmark to Gritzmacher. Just a timing pattern down the sideline. Officials are going to talk about it. It will be pass interference against Marshfield, against Sam Klein. He was there. The coverage was there, but I think he must have held down one of Gritzmacher's arms. So the big pass interference penalty will move the football for the Lumberjacks. Mark that off from the line of scrimmage, and that'll take it out to the 31-yard line, where it'll be a first down for East from there. Widmark will work out of the pistol this time. Four receivers in the pattern, including three to the near side of the field. They're going to hand it off this time. Becker is going to come forward, fall forward for a couple of yards. Not much there, but he did pick up maybe two, maybe three. I'll call it two. Second down at 8 for the Lumberjacks from their own 38-yard line. Two backs in the backfield with Widmark this time. Now the fumbled snap again. Widmark's going to pick it up, and he's going to be knocked down. Once again, Marshfield swarming in. And once again, a fumbled snap blew up the play immediately, and Widmark's going to lose yardage back near the 34-yard line. Call it a loss of 4 on the play. Third down and 12 now for East. Same formation. Snap is good that time. Play action. He wants to throw. He's got time. Wants to throw it down the sideline. It's going to be incomplete. The defender fell down. Lumberjack receiver had a chance to catch that one. He couldn't corral it either. Tim Nass was the intended receiver in Marshfield territory near the 40-yard line, but it's incomplete, and it brings up another fourth down and a punting situation for the Lumberjacks. .242 to play here, first half. Widmark will stand back at his own 20-yard line. The passing attack that worked so well across the middle of the field against Rapids last week is not there so far here tonight. Snap and Widmark's punt. It's a good one, a high punt. It's going to bounce in Marshfield territory inside the 30-yard line and then be downed at about the 21-yard line. So a good punt by Bryce that time, and Marshfield will have it at about the 21-yard line. Tigers offense will return to the field. And it will be Zahadra who will come back out at quarterback. I believe. As the Tigers will come to the line. Actually, a different quarterback in there. This is Luke Zeiker, the basketball player, out for football. So Zeiker, the third quarterback of the night for Marshfield, out of the pistol. He's going to hand it off to Howlett. Howlett breaks one tackle. Now he's got the running room. Bounces it outside, cuts it back in again. And he's knocked down, but not before he picks up 11 or 12 yards out near the 35-yard line. Howlett has some shifty moves, and he was able to make a couple of guys miss, take it out near the 35 for a pickup of about 11. First and 10, Marshfield. Luke Zeiker is the third quarterback used tonight here by the Tigers. He wants to throw this time. He looks across the middle of the field. He's got a man. It's complete near the 40-yard line. Tanner Boson makes the catch at about the 41. Call it a pickup of 6 on the pass and catch. Zeiker to Boson. Tigers back to the line. Zeiker wants to throw again. He's got time. Now he's being chased. He's able to get out of trouble, gets a block, and he is going to run down the sidelines and get out of bounds and get a first down. Once again, Zeiker showed some good quickness there to get away from the pressure, and he will pick up positive yardage of about 10 yards on that scramble. And it's another first down for Marshfield in East territory now at the 49. Clock down to a minute 41 to play when he got out of bounds. Coming up at halftime, we'll go back to the studio. Spencer Loomis will give us an update on some of the other games going on around the area. Zoiker out of the gun once again. Long snap, he wants to throw, drops straight back, has plenty of time, throws it down the middle of the field, it's going to be well overthrown. Overthrown by about 6 or 7 yards, incomplete. Our halftime scoreboard show is brought to you by the Hearing House. They're located at 3530 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Make your house a hearing house. And we welcome them aboard high school football here on Fox Sports, Wausau. AM 1390, FM 93.9. Still to come tonight, DC Everest and Wisconsin Rapids in interdivision play in the Valley Football Association. Second down and 10, Marshfield. They come back to the line. Zoiker out of the gun. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Zoiker drops back, being pressured, now dumps it out. They went to Holland for a little screen. He's got it and tries to get the corner knocked out of bounds. He gets it across the 45 to about the 43-yard line. So call it a pickup of about six on the pass and catch from Zoiker to Holland. Holland. And it will bring up third down and about four, a long four for Marshfield here. Clock hasn't moved very much, a minute 27 as the Tigers were able to get out of bounds. Wide receivers left and right again, two in each, on each side. Zoiker out of the gun. Man comes in motion now, that's Alexander. He's going to take the head off, it's loose on the ground. Lumberjacks have it, I believe. And they will. Recovered by the Lumberjacks, and jumping on that loose football was Andy Cravens, but there's a flag on the play. Let's see what that's all about. It's going to be against Marshfield, so East will take the football and decline the illegal motion penalty, and East defense comes up with a turnover as the Marshfield Tigers fumble a handoff between Zeiker and Alexander. Lumberjacks have the football on their own 44. So let's see if East can get move the ball at all here in this final minute 22. They've got all three timeouts remaining. Widmark naked in the gun. Looks, has time, throws. It's going to be caught down inside the 40-yard line. Making the catch, Jake Justison. And it's a first down East down to about the 37-yard line. It's going to be a pickup of 18 on the pass and catch from Widmark to Justison. His first catch of the night. Quickly East back to the line. Widmark out of the gun again. Has time again. Now he's flushed and now he's going to be sacked. Inside rush is going to take him back. They're going to give him forward progress to about the 42-yard line, I believe. East will call a timeout here and stop the clock. Where are they going to mark him down here? They're only going to give him forward progress to the 45, well, actually the 44. All right, so it'll be second down and long for the Lumberjacks. Boy, you really can't take a sack in that situation. Try to throw the ball to the sideline and out of bounds. Get rid of it. Something. Because now it's second down and long at the 44. We'll keep it right here. East football is brought to you in part by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics. Call 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Six receptions on the night for the East receivers, four by Cam Gritzmacher, one by Jake Justison, one by Tim Nass. A couple of balls that should have been caught dropped. But the Lumberjack offense has just not been able to get on track while the Marshfield offense has rolled up big yardage so far in this game. They lead it 32-0, 59 seconds remaining here in the first half. Second down and long. Five receivers in the formation for East. And that puts a lot of pressure on that East front. The five guys blocking. Marshfield will probably try to bring somebody extra here on the rush. Widmark's going to have to get rid of it quickly. He's got time. He throws, and it's going to be incomplete. I think he was intending it for Gritzmacher. It was out of his reach. And it's incomplete. It does stop the clock. And it will bring up a third down and long, third down and about 17. from the Marshfield 44-yard line. Once again, five receivers in the formation. Gritzmacher and Justicin are to the near side. Widmark with the snap. He throws. He's got a man. That's caught. No, incomplete. Hamlin couldn't hang on to it. Might have been stripped after he made the initial catch. So it's incomplete, and it'll bring a fourth down now, and 17. See what they decide to do here with the ball on the 44 of Marshfield. Looks like they're going to punt it away and try to go into halftime and regroup here if they can. East was able to get two touchdowns on the board late in the first half against Rapids when they were down 27-0, but this Marshfield defense is a different animal than what they faced against the Raiders last week. Fourth down and long, Widmark set to punt. Snap is good. And the punt's away, a line drive punt. Marshall's going to take it at about the 10, 15. Bounces it outside. Can he get the corner? He cuts it back, breaks the tackle, and he's going to be knocked down across the 25 to about the 28. And Marshfield will have it with 35 seconds remaining at their own 28-yard line. They also have three timeouts remaining. First and 10, Tigers. They already lead it 32-0 and will come to the line. Let's see if they have a quarterback this time. It's going to be Zoiker again. They've used three quarterbacks here tonight so far. Zoratka played the whole game last week against West, from what I'm told. But tonight, they've been trying a little bit of everything. And Zoiker is out of the shotgun right now. Long snap count. He's got it. He wants to throw. They're going to go for more here. He's going to throw it deep. They've got a man open. That's going to be incomplete. He overshot his intended receiver, Alexander, who was wide open down the far sideline. And the safety was a bit late getting over, but the throw was incomplete. If he would have been able to hit Alexander in stride, he was gone. Second down and 10 on the long pass from Zoiker. He had enough arm. He overshot him by about a yard. Zoiker, 2 out of 4 here. Coffrin is 3 out of 5, and Zahadra, 2 out of 4. So the Marshfield passing attack has been pretty good so far here tonight. They're 7 out of 13. Zoiker is going to throw again. Now he steps up. He's got some running room. Now he's going to pull it down and run with the football, and he is going to be ridden out of bounds on the far side near the 40-yard line with 18 seconds remaining. They're going to say he stepped out of bounds at about the 38, so call that a pickup of about 10 on the carry. Going to be near a first down. It is enough for a first down on the carry by Zoiker. And while they move the chains, the clock will stop. 18 seconds remaining here in the first half. 32-0, Marshfield. This East defense is really going to have to make some adjustments as we go through the season here, because well, there's no way to hide it. They've just not been able to get it done here in the opening game and a half. Snap to Zoiker. He's going to hand it off. Hollis got running room. Now he spins. Breaks tackle, still on his feet. He's going to have first down yardage across the 50 to the 49. Hard running by Howell. It's going to pick up about 12 on the carry. And with 11 seconds remaining, Marshfield will have the football in East territory at the 48, and they're going to call a timeout here and maybe take one shot at the end zone. East football is brought to you in part by the Bone and Joint Center. Comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care with clinics in Wausau, Medford, and Merrill. Or visit them online at bonejoint.net. Three touchdowns and a safety in the first quarter from Marshfield. Two touchdowns here in the second quarter. Actually, one touchdown and a field goal. So they have scored three touchdowns on offense, a punt return, a safety, and a field goal here in this first half of football. And now they have it. Zoiker showed a bit earlier that he's got the arm to throw it down the field, and he'll have an opportunity here with 11 seconds remaining in the first half. Lumberjacks have one job right here. Don't let anybody get behind them. Safety is playing up, not playing that deep. Stoiker with the snap. He's got time. Throws it down the middle of the field. It's going to be caught down there, and all of a sudden they're in field goal range. And they'll call another timeout on the pass to that pass caught by Jeffrey Allison. Zoiker threw that one on a line all the way down inside the 20-yard line near the 18. 30-yard pass and catch from Zoiker to Allison. And it will be a timeout Marshfield, so they can kick a field goal here. And, boy, I'll tell you what, McManus has got the leg. He kicked one from here earlier, and they can add to their lead here and go up 35-0 in this one. We'll keep it right here. Lumberjack football is brought to you in part tonight by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives fast with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting Wausau Esports. Still to come, D.C. Everest football tonight. The Evergreens taking out Wisconsin Rapids. We'll see how the Evergreen defense deals with the option down on the turf at Steam Stadium. Everest playing without their starting quarterback, Nick Sirikowski. He's going to miss a couple of games with an injury sustained in last week's game. So we'll see what happens with the Evergreens tonight as they take on the option attack of the Wisconsin Rapids Raiders. Everest lost to Spash last week. Rapids, of course, with the victory over these Lumberjacks. All right. McManus will line up to try this field goal. Ball's going to be marked at about the 24-yard line. So a 34-yard field goal attempt. He's already been good from 32 tonight. See what he does here. Left-footed kicker McManus. And the kick is up, and the kick is good. And so a 34-yard field goal by McManus as time expires here in the first half makes the score 35-0. We're going to send it back to the studio as Spencer Loomis will give you a look at some of the other scores and the schedule going on around Central Wisconsin tonight. That's sponsored by the Hearing House, 3530 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Make your house a hearing house. We'll come back with the numbers for the first half after this. You're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Honey, how about a long walk tonight?
Our team has a lot of fans, and together, our victories have changed their lives.
Hey, Dad, beat you to the corner.
At Bone & Joint Center, we have nearly 20 top-performing providers skilled in every area of orthopedic care, so you always have a full team of specialists on your side, and no referral is needed. Bone & Joint Center, welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
Check it out. It's free. Cloverbelt Credit Union believes some things are meant to be free, and checking is one of them. How cool is that? No hooks, no strings, no catches, just totally free checking. Where you bank does make a difference, and Cloverbelt Credit Union's checking is totally free. Actually, it's even better than free because it comes with the big difference benefit only CCU provides, the Points to You Rewards Check Card. You earn reward points when you use your CCU check card, and your points, well, they're redeemable for all kinds of cool stuff. There's merchandise, you can travel, download music, videos, there are gift cards. You gotta love it. Free stuff using the points you earn just for using your CCU check card. What are you waiting for? Free checking with rewards and benefits. It doesn't get any better than that. It's no wonder CCU was once again voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. For loans, for banking, for totally free checking. Bank smart. Bank CCU. Clover Belt Credit Union. We want to be your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
our team has a lot of fans out there. Though you may not recognize them, their victories have made them very happy and even changed their lives. At Bone & Joint Center, our team includes nearly 20 top-performing providers, highly skilled in every area of orthopedic care, so you always have a whole team of specialists on your side. Not just one, collaborating closely to get you back to the things you love. Bone & Joint Center. Welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
I'm Spencer Loomis in the Fox Sports Radio High School Football Game Night Studios. It's halftime of our first game, Marshfield leading Wausau East 35-0. Once this game is over, we will have the DC Everest Wisconsin Rapids game with Chris Conley on Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Let's take a look at some other high school football scores that were available to Fox Sports as of halftime. Brought to you by The Hearing House at 3530 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Make your house a hearing house. Wausau Newman leads Thorpe 7-6 at half, and Marathon and Pittsville are tied at 0 at halftime. There were some games yesterday in our area, with Smash defeating Wausau West 10-7, and Menominee shutting out Merrill 23-0. Remember, you can hear a podcast of all of our high school play-by-play at foxsportswausau.com and WSAU.com. Up next, the second half kickoff of Wausau East versus Marshfield on Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is, because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org, because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
We're here today to ask people about marriage.
For starters, what's the best thing about being married?
Who I get to stay married to.
Togetherness.
To me, is having a companion.
My favorite thing about being married is that I have a partner.
Do you think your marriage is good for more than just the two of you?
Influence those around us.
Yeah, I think.
In a positive way.
I think so.
I would hope that people would see that when we're together that we really have a very true affection for each other.
What everybody wants, and we know we're lucky to have it.
The energy we give out in our home, I think, spreads out to other people.
Your marriage just continues to go on and on and on.
Oh, sure, and affect generations after us.
I think it really sort of stabilizes your whole community. It's the cornerstone of a society, right?
Sounds like a good marriage goes a long way.
It touches a lot of people.
Want to improve your marriage? For ideas, go to foryourmarriage.org. A message from the Catholic Church.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at halftime at Tom Field. It's been all Tigers so far. Marshfield leading 35-0. The East Band is on the field. Tigers have decided not to go into the cramped locker room facilities here at Tom Field. They are meeting with their respective coaches in the north end zone. Defense in one huddle and offense in the other. Lumberjacks have gone into the locker room below the grandstand here at Tom Field and try to come up with some adjustment that helps them slow down this Marshfield attack. These defense has not been able to do much this first 2 weeks of the season, and they find themselves well back here, 35-0. And the difference tonight is that the offense really hasn't been able to do much either against this Marshfield defense. Take a look at the scoring, first of all. Of course, it's all on the side of Marshfield. They got it underway after trading interceptions. The Lumberjacks got an interception, couldn't do anything with it back in the first quarter. Marshfield got a pick, and they capitalized. At the 8:33 mark of the first quarter, it was Caleb Alexander taking it in from 30 yards out. The extra point hit the upright, no good, and it was 6-0. 3:35 remaining in the first quarter, another Alexander touchdown, this one from 3 yards out. The extra point was good, 13-0. And then the Lumberjacks pushed back near their goal line, and they tried a pitch play to Brennan Becker. He was unable to get out of the end zone, tackled for a safety. And on the ensuing punt after the safety, Dalton Varshow returned at 61 yards for a touchdown at the 104 mark of the first quarter, and the extra point made to give the score a 22-0. Marshfield able to add a couple of scores, actually three more scores in the second quarter, including a couple of field goals. The 7:53 mark, a 32-yard field goal by Zach McManus. That made the score 25-0. And then a 5-yard touchdown pass from Zahara to the fullback Lutz. That made it 32-0 with the extra point at the 4:05 mark. And then Marshfield took over with under a minute to play in the half. They completed a long pass down the field, and that set up a last-second field goal as time expired here in the first half of football, a 34-yard field goal, once again by Zach McManus. And that's where we stand here at halftime, 35-0. Unofficially, 308 total yards for Marshfield in this first half, 198 yards rushing, 110 yards passing. And I've got Kieran Howlett with 81, Caleb Alexander with 85, Griswold with 9, Coffrin, one of the quarterbacks, has 3, and Zoiker, the third quarterback who played in this first half, 20 yards rushing on a couple of scrambles. Marshfield quarterbacks, 8 of 14 passing unofficially for 110 yards. Baristo, not much doing whatsoever. 65 passing yards, and I've got a minus 22 rushing. It's 42 net yards in the first half for the Lumberjacks. Widmark, 5 of 15 through the air. Cam Gritzmacher has 4 catches for 39 yards. 1 catch for Justison, and 1 catch for Tim Nass, and that's about it. They have not sniffed the end zone tonight. They do have a couple of turnovers, as the Lumberjacks got a interception from Matt Grady in the first quarter, and Andy Cravens recovered a fumble in this first half. Marshfield also has a turnover, as it was Ostroik who had an interception that set up that first Marshfield touchdown back in the first quarter. So that's where we are here at halftime. Marshfield in command and leading 35-0. We'll take one more break, come back with more. This is East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with InterCity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, InterCity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884. Check it out. It's free. Cloverbelt Credit Union believes some things are meant to be free, and checking is one of them. How cool is that? No hooks, no strings, no catches, just totally free checking. Where you bank does make a difference, and Cloverbelt Credit Union's checking is totally free. Actually, it's even better than free because it comes with a big difference benefit only CCU provides, the Points to You Rewards Check Card. You earn reward points when you use your CCU check card, and your points, well, they're redeemable for all kinds of cool stuff. There's merchandise, you can travel, download music, videos, there are gift cards. You gotta love it. Free stuff using the points you earn just for using your CCU check card. What are you waiting for? Free checking with rewards and benefits. It doesn't get any better than that. It's no wonder CCU was once again voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. For loans, for banking, for totally free checking. Bank smart. Bank CCU. Clover Belt Credit Union. We want to be your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjacks Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
How do you talk to your kids about drinking? Researcher Dr. Brian Kelly.
The best way to approach it is to simply say, look, we have a zero tolerance policy for alcohol and drugs. It's not even that it's a legal issue. It's really an issue of preserving your own physical development and, you know, making sure that you have every opportunity to be successful across your life.
Be the parent. For more help, go to shapingfamilies.com/alcohol. This message from the Mennonite Churches.